All right, I want to share some of the genius, all right, of Victor Davis Hanson. By the way, you can get people like Victor Davis Hanson. I tell you about this at Imprimis, GruberForHillsdale.com. It's free, by the way, GruberForHillsdale.com. It's free. 6.5 million people get to their homes and businesses now. And Victor Davis Hanson, one of the featured writers oftentimes. So I want to share with you something that he wrote here just recently. Recently, viral videos have highlighted the fear and narcissism of progressive elites when they rarely face the consequences of their own actions. The most hilarious video was the defiant DA of New York's Monroe County. Dripping with elite condescension, she felt she had the right to go 20 miles per hour over the speed limit, ignore a patrol car signaling her to pull over, and then in her garage dress down the police officers for daring to treat her like she was actually a citizen. Did I save that? I need to know. Did I save that soundbite? Because it was remarkable. I don't know if I actually saved it or not. I'll play that for you tomorrow. This woman just ripping. She's the DA. She gets pulled over for being 55 and a 35, doesn't pull over, goes to her garage and rips the cop for stopping her. Another example, the Emory professor, you probably saw this. I'm a professor. I played this last week. She was handcuffed and hauled off her campus by Georgia law enforcement. She exited whining to cameras that she only had lightly hit a police officer on the head. I impulsively hit him on the head very lightly to get his attention, and they grabbed me. Yeah, that's how that works. You hit a cop, you get arrested. And she got thrown to the ground kind of forcefully because she refused to comply. Then in Bakersfield, fiery leftists who bragged to the city council about murdering them in their homes, only to flicker and weep in court when facing felony indictments. Progressive hothouse plants assume their supposed moral superiority exempts them from living by the rules and manner of others. But sometimes it's not just the police who anger them, but the very Frankenstein monsters that they created, who did not cooperate with their degreed and elected enablers. In California, an epidemic of crime from theft to assault has struck liberal politicians in the last few months, including most recently Adam Schiff, of course, the left-wing mayors of San Jose, Matt Mann, and Los Angeles, Karen Bass, and even the unhinged district attorney of Oakland, Pamela Price, all hit by crime. Critical legal theory, no bail, defund the police, apparently doesn't offer protection. Senator Chuck Schumer thought in a neat trick in 2020 to assemble a pro-abortion mob outside the Supreme Court and threatened Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch by name. He grandstanded they would not know what would hit them soon, and they reaped the whirlwind. Remember that? Now a pro-Hamas whirlwind hit his home over the weekend in the fashion leftists not only long ago did with impunity to Supreme Court justices and then to the sudden silence of the otherwise loudmouth belligerent Chuck Schumer. Berkeley Law Dean Erwin Chemerinsky, kindly invited his own law students to his home for dinner, only to have his hospitality hijacked. You saw this video. We played it here. By pro-Hamas activist students that commandeered a microphone to spout their drivel, leading to a scuffle with his wife, who begged them to leave and then demanded they leave. You see, the cry bully mob offered no exemption to the dean, who in anti-Semitic fashion was portrayed on campus posters as a veritable IDF vampire. They also seemed indifferent or emboldened by the fact that Chemerinsky in the past has often offered advice about how to get around statutes prohibiting race-based hiring by not explicitly mentioning the operative agenda of diversity. And of course, in the past, he had encouraged more campus protests to combat racism. Most college presidents, many hired under DEI pressures, are now being eaten alive by their own ideologies, shocked that pro-Hamas activists are at heart fascistic and anti-Semitic and, well, yes, spout hate speech. So terrified, college presidents talk tough, virtue signaling to alumni and donors by issuing deadlines and promising consequences, but otherwise usually ending up negotiating and extending or making new deadlines to their campus occupiers. For example, what's happening at Columbia right now. They're negotiating with these future full-blown terrorists. So the pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist crowd takes over their campuses, often forcing all students either to finish the semester remotely or to have their graduation ceremonies canceled like they did at USC, all to the applause of Hamas in Gaza and to the delight of the mullahs in Iran. The left in the last 30 years absorbed America's main institutions and hallmarks, and now from Disney to Anheuser-Busch, to the Ivy League, to CNN, and blue state big cities, it has more or less destroyed their own brands and reputations. You see, the progressive touch eventually turns everything to crap. And they end up eating their own, which is what I have warned you about over and over and over again. Once they're bored with the people you don't like, progressives, they're coming after you. That's right, they're coming after you. Queers for Palestine, really. Geniuses, apparently, who cannot read or understand what's at stake. It is a remarkable bit of obtuse behavior. I mean, so obtuse, just so incapable of critical thought. And these are the places of higher learning. You know what's really frightening about it? What's really frightening about it, these are the people that will soon lead America, right? They will soon be the ones that lead this country. Unless, of course, we take this country back in November and start to get it back on the right road. But look, there is so much damage that has been done by the left. Socialism, communism, Marxism, collectivism, all destroys society. And not to mention the open borders and the wildly reckless behavior that goes along with that. Ah, yes, the left will eat its own in a circular firing squad. Yeah, they're gobbling up themselves, which was so predictable. I know, because I predicted it. There you have it. All right, greatly appreciate it. Look, we're out of the gates. It's Monday. Donald Trump back in court today. In Michigan Wednesday, which I'll be there for. So much more going on. How about some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show in just a moment?
Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.